We have a tradition. There are Taryag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. And according to some Moni HaMitzvahs, the 613th mitzvah is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, writing a Torah scroll. And this obligation seems to go on at least men. We'll get into whether this obligation applies to women or not. But clearly the mitzvah applies to men. And as well as the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us in the second parak, not only does it apply to every male, but if you're a Kohen, if you're a king, if you're a melech, in addition to your regular mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, you have an additional mitzvah to write. A king has to have two Sefer Torah. So the Rush was bothered by if writing a Sefer Torah is a biblical mitzvah, and he's looking around during his time, why do most people not fulfill this mitzvah? And we could further it, even Bizman Hazeh, in our day, most people do not fulfill the mitzvah. So how could it be that there's a mitzvah in our Torah, an eternal mitzvah, and it's not like a mitzvah of karbanos, we have no Beis HaMikdash, so I understand why we could discuss certain mitzvahs don't apply, Bizman Hazeh or Bizman Beis HaMikdash. But writing a Sefer Torah seems to be a mitzvah that should apply for all generations. So why wouldn't we do it? So the Rush himself says, and he's talking about during his time, because during his time already, it used to be originally, apparently, before the publishing, the printing press, so people used to take out, they had them in their homes, they had them in the shul, they took out the Sefer Torah and they started learning. They used to learn Talmud Torah through the means of the Sifrei Torah. However, even during the days of the Rush, he points out, most times the Torah is left in the Aron Kodesh, and it's not really being used, only on Fekriyas HaTorah, for Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. So why is that? So the Rush says, because if you look at the Pasuk says, Kisvah HaMetz HaShira Azot, says V'lamda, the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is for the purpose of Limud Torah, is for the purpose of Talmud Torah, of learning. And since Bizman HaZeh, we have many other means of learning, especially Bizman HaZeh, we have whole bookshelves of Svarim and other books, Gemaras, Mishnayos, Rambams, and everything else. So therefore, the mitzvah has changed. So originally, the mitzvah was to write a Sefer Torah, because that's what we used to learn from. But then, since we no longer learn from a Sefer Torah, the mitzvah shifted into other ways. So that's the point of contention, how far you take the Rush, the way the Torah learns the Rush. Well, let's say the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, he tames it down a bit. I think he says that no, that the Rush is not saying instead of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, but in addition to writing a Sefer Torah. So that already tones it down. But the bottom line is, what's Pshat in the Rush? Assuming the Rush means that the mitzvah is completely changed, you fulfill the mitzvah through books, Svarim, so what's the Pshat? That's all we know. The Torah is eternal. We believe that one of the Yigim Umidos, Moshe Rabbeinu of the Nevi'im, and you can't change the Torah. So if there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, why aren't people doing it? So it's a difficult Rush. What is the Rush answer? He says because the mitzvah has changed. But we know we have a general discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, about Darshin on Taima Dekra. Do we take a reason for a mitzvah? When it comes to, usually we assume when we do a mitzvah, we do a Kach Siva Hashem. That's it. When we're learning about it, so Darshin on Taima Dekra, Midin Talmud Torah, we learn about the reasons behind it. So what is the Rush? It's Mashma from the Rush. We are Darshin on Taima Dekra. We are taking the reason for the mitzvah. And in this case, whether limiting it, it no longer applies to a Sefer Torah, but expanding it applies to other things. But the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Kuf Tes Vav, there's a famous dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon whether the Darshinon time is a kra or not. And the Gemara is talking about our mitzvah, that the king is only having, in second parak, in Sanhedrin it talks about it, that the king only has, is only allowed to have 18 wives and no more. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, however, it's a, if it's a wife that's going to be a good wife, not lead you astray, so then you could have 19, 20, etc. You could have more. I, Ador Rabbi Yehuda is in the opinion of Eino Darshin and Tamachokas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, you are Darshin in time. Yaakov Rabbi Yehuda says, no. So how come over here, by the case of the kings and his wives, we are Darshin in time of the Krah? We pass on Eino Darshin in time of the Krah. So that's what the Gemara explains, because as well, the Gemara B'Metzia talks about the issue of taking collateral from an almana, from a widow. So Rav Shimon says, wait, it depends. If it's a wealthy widow, what's the assumption? A widow doesn't have anyone supporting her, so she's not going to have money, so you have to give back her only coat, her only blanket. But if it's a wealthy almana, if it's a wealthy widow, Rav Shimon says, Darshin and time in the Krah, you're allowed to take collateral. And Rabbi Huda's opinion is, ain't no Darshin and time in the Krah. We aren't Darshin and time in the Krah. And therefore, it's a low pug. It doesn't make a difference. You can't take collateral. So the same Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eino Darshin and time in the Krah." Why is the case by the king's wives different? Because the Gemara explains, because since the Torah itself gives us the reason. The Torah says you can't have many wives because they're going to lead you astray. But if you find wives that won't lead you astray, so then it's permitted. So we see if it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, generally speaking, "Eino Darshin and time in the Krah." But if it's Mefurish Bakrah, so then we are Darshin and time in the Krah. Like another example, the Torah tells us about not leaving over a mace, a dead body, because it kills Hashem Tov, it's a bizayin to God, a bizayin hames. However, the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, but halano l'kvodo, but if you do it for, let's say, for the covered hames, let's say your relatives who live far away. So if they in Hawaii on a vacation, they'll say they'll be back in a month, then don't wait. But if they're out in Israel somewhere and it takes them a good old time to get back, so then you're allowed to push off the funeral within limits in order, because it'd be a bizayin that your own children aren't at the funeral, so therefore, in honor for Kavod HaMeis, so then we postpone. How could we be Darshin on time in the cross? So that's what they point out, that no, Kikilas Hashem, since the Torah tells us, the reason is not to cause bizayin ames. So therefore, in a case where, so normally doing it right away is kavod ames, but in a scenario where pushing it off creates a kavod ames and avoids a bizayon, so then that's what we do. So therefore, alana wakvoldo is permitted. And as well, the Bikuri Yaakov, the Bach, they discussed, or the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch HaNer, discussed also by Sukkah, that there's some Achronim bring down that by the mitzvah of Sukkah, in addition to mitzvah Sriches Kavana, the general mitzvah is having Kavana, you have to have Kavana, that you have to know why. You take a look at the Sukkah and remember why you're sitting in the Sukkah thanking God for the years in the Midbar and for the safe travels. So according to some Achronim, it's even Likuva. If you don't have this Kavana, it's a no-go. We don't assume that. We assume it's only L'chadchila. But what's this issue based on? Like, why would some Achronim say that if you don't have Kavana, L'man Yedu Dorasechem, because they have the same Yisod, that, because since here, normally we just pass in Mitzvah Srikas Kavana, you just have to know you're aware you're involved in a mitzvah. But here, since the Torah says, L'man Yedu Dorasechem, you have to know why. The Torah gives us the region, so Darshin and time is the Krah. So we only take this L'chadchila, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, but the others take, but it's the same concept. So that's what the Rush explains here. Why the Minhag HaOlam, Bizman HaZeh, not to have our own Sifrei Torah? So that's the famous Rush, that the mitzvah has changed, that the mitzvah is no longer just to write a Sefer Torah, well, depending how you learn the Rush, either in addition to a Sefer Torah, you have to buy or write Svarim, But the more radical explanation is, no, it's instead. Mitzvahs don't change. Eino darshin and time in the kra. No, so that's Rabbi Yehuda holds eino darshin and time in the kra. Like we see by the king, we see by the widow, you don't take collateral if she's rich. So eino darshin and time in the kra. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees when it comes to the king's wife, since the Torah gives us the reason. So the FSA could have more than the king could have more than 18. Or in the case of the kfura, halana lukvoldo, since the Torah gives us the reason, you're allowed to push off the funeral for another day or so. And according to the Bikuri Yaakov's discussion over there, that's why some would say that since it's mefurish bakra, you have to do it. Others, I think there's a rush. They talk about also that, you know, there's in general, it's an issue of muzzling your animal when it's working, because that's sar bali chayim. So what happens if you're working in a place where, so you're not allowed to muzzle them because they can eat while they're working. But let's say they're working in a place where they're going to eat something, it's going to be harmful for them. So there are those Rishonim who point out, so you're allowed to muzzle them for the same reason. That's kind of like Mefurish Bekra, Darshina and Taima Dekra, when the reason no longer applies, so therefore sometimes the mitzvah could shift and have a change. So that's the Yesod, and another example of that is Ksiva Sefer Torah, according to the Rush. That is why there's no mitzvah today to write a Sefer Torah. We'll have to get into the Shagis Aryeh, who might suggest some other reasons, and the Minchas Chinuch in terms of why don't we write a Sefer Torah today, and also in terms of what is the nature of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah.